Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Good afternoon and welcome to another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio. And this afternoon we are talking about the LP Zone. That's right, where it's all about loss prevention. Every Wednesday at this time you can find us here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network talking about nothing else but retail security, mall security, loss prevention. Everything that has to do with retail and loss prevention security. And I'm going to be your host today, as I normally am, broadcasting live from a beautiful ATL here, hot, muggy. My name is Rick McCam, founder and CEO of Private Officer International. Glad to have you with us today. As always, hope that you are having a good day so far. We have a lot to talk about, as we always do, and a lot to share with you. As you know, this coming weekend is Memorial Day. It is actually one of the deadliest weekends of the year. Lots of people going to be out and about because the temperatures are warmer and people have the cabin fever, even though, you know, it really wasn't that bad of a winter overall. But a lot of people will be out and about, so be careful out there. There'll be a lot more activity, a lot more people drinking alcohol and whatnot, so just be careful on the roads. And if you're working security this coming weekend, Saturday through Sunday, you're probably going to see a lot more activity, more than normal, because there's a lot more people out of work. Gas prices are down, and there's a number of other reasons why you're going to see a lot more activity. So just be careful out there, as you always should be on your guard, regardless of your post. A lot of times people say, well, I'm just store security. You know, we get a shoplifter now and then. Or, you know, I work in a shopping mall where there's not a lot of activity. We have a few kids now and then. But, you know, that's not the case. You really need to always be on guard. Well, today, the topic for today, we're going to be talking in a few moments about crime and how seasons really do play a big part in criminal activity on private property, whether it be a retail store or a shopping mall. In fact, we've done a couple of trainings in the past regarding crimes and seasonal crimes. And today, we're going to be talking about the various types of crimes that increase and decrease in department stores and retail environments, including shopping malls. So we'll be talking about that here in just a few moments. The phrase for today is be observant and decisive in all things. Be observant. Always know your surroundings, whether you're on duty or not, and be decisive. Make a decision and stick to it. And, of course, having an informed, educated decision always beats just guessing, you know? Don't you hate it when people are just guessing, assuming everything? That's when you get it wrong. Be decisive. Know what you're talking about. Have the training. Have the experience. be observant, and be decisive. Well, good news for POI, Private Officer International. We've been interviewed the last few days, a number of times. We just won several awards. We've been selected as the most inspirational website for private security, and that's a great award. And we also have been picked as the best security industry news site. And we've also won a top 50 award for having the best security training website. We also have accommodation from Homeland Security. So we are on a roll this week. And we also had a great interview over the weekend with ABC affiliate radio station in California as well. So, yeah, we've got a lot of big things happening. In fact, over the next 4 months, Private Officer International is going to be on a media blitz. We're going to be going everywhere, and we've already begun that, as you can hear. We're going to be interviewing a lot with various media outlets, both print, radio, and TV, as we have a fantastic opportunity right now to get our message out. The plight of private security, whether uniformed or loss prevention, and we're doing that through a number of avenues, including our upcoming Memorial Ride, which I'm going to tell you about that here in a moment. But we have a lot of great things happening, and we need for you to be involved. Jump on board with us. Be part of the excitement because, really, there is a ton of stuff happening right now. We talked a little bit on Monday's radio program about understanding the graffiti culture. If you are in mall security, retail security, this is something that you really need to be aware of. A lot of people just think that when they see graffiti, that it's all gang-related. That is not the case. As a sergeant from California Police Agency explained, there are a number of various people involved in spray painting and damaging property, graffiti. If you missed that training segment on Monday's program, you will want to go back and take a listen to it because it really was informative, interesting, and a great training. But today, later on, we're going to be talking about summertime at the mall, summertime in retail security. And, you know, it really is a different environment than any other time of the year. So we'll be getting to that in just a few moments. While I'm on the radio, if you are interested in sending us an email, asking a question, we really would like for you to do that. If you want to send us information on any training coming up in your area, or maybe an employee has been promoted, or anything else happening in your neck of the woods, send it to us at radio@privateofficer.com. Radio@privateofficer.com. And you can also submit that 24/7. So if you're listening 3 weeks from now at 2 in the morning, or you're listening to it later on tonight after work, you can still send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, and we will read it and respond immediately and, of course, make the appropriate announcements to our listeners. You can also follow us 24/7 on the web. We have a substantial internet footprint, as you can see by we just won several internet awards yesterday. You can do that by going to our main website at www.privateofficer.com, www.privateofficer.com. Right there, you can follow us on Facebook. We have a great following right now going on Facebook, and everything that happens within our organization, within security industry news, training events, everything is immediately published on our social media sites. So follow us on the Facebook, you know, friend us, like us, be there with us, hang out with us on Facebook. Same thing for Twitter. Twitter is actually linked to our news blog. So every time that that gets updated, which is several times a day, you'll get a tweet. You'll know that something's happening, and you'll be the first to know, and you'll be right on top of everything going on at Private Officer International. Now, we also have a great forums. We put out a lot of information on the forums, a lot of news, a lot of training information. And again, anytime anything happens, whether it be news-related or an event or a situation, we post it on our forums. And you have a great networking opportunity with about 800 members there who really are from all walks of life, all areas of the private security and law enforcement fields. A lot of great conversations happening there, great training videos, photographs, all sorts of things. Several people have called it the Facebook for private security. And we agree. It really has become quite an established forum. People from across the country and around the world are there, and you can be too. It's absolutely free. Just go to our website at www.privateofficer.com and link to us today. We're going to take a quick break, but don't fear. No, don't fear. Don't get excited. We will return in a moment with some great stuff coming up.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
What's the first thing you think of when I say security, law enforcement, and medical training? I think of Public Safety Training Incorporated for security law enforcement training classes like pepper spray, tactical handcuffing, anti-terrorism, basic baton skills, guard card and firearm classes, and taser device courses. Or medical training classes like CPR and AED for adults, children, and infants, or CPR for healthcare providers, first aid, bloodborne pathogens, and wilderness first aid. And many more classes like California, Utah, and Florida concealed weapons certificates. So if you're thinking the same thing I am, give Public Safety Incorporated a call at 805-556-4450. Or check out Public Safety Incorporated's webpage at pstrainingpros.com. Don't forget, we're an NRA-accredited school, and we're a proud sponsor of On the Firing Line with Jim, Jason, and Joe. So give us a call at 805-556-4450.
Stuff happening and a lot of stuff to tell you about, as we were saying earlier, and we're glad that you are all part of it today. A couple of sad news items to tell you about. We've had a security officer found dead today in Phoenix, Arizona. Authorities believe that he has died of a heart attack. He was a school security officer for a local high school. Authorities do not believe that there was any shenanigans, but that it was a heart attack. Police also are reporting that a security officer in, looks like Houston, has been shot. Police are on the scene right now, and more information is forthcoming. And also, police in Detroit, Michigan have made two arrests for the murder of a church security officer killed about 10 days ago. Police say that two teenagers, one 18 and one 15, have been charged with second-degree murder. They attempted to rob him, according to authorities, and when he resisted, he was shot several times by the offenders. They have both subjects in custody, and they have been charged. We also told you on Monday's program that Monday, a private security officer working in Natchez, Mississippi, at a corrections facility run by CCA out of Nashville, was killed during a riot over the weekend. Five others were severely injured during the uprise. Authorities have identified the dead security officer as Caitlin Carithers of Meadville, Mississippi. He was working at a private holding facility for illegal immigrants who had illegally come across the borders for their second time, or some of those cases even three or four times, and it was a holding facility until they determined what they were going to do, I guess, to get them back. Also in the news, we've been doing for the last couple of weeks something we are calling Security by the Numbers, and very quickly I'll go over those numbers in case you missed our Monday program. This is just for 1 week. Last week, more than 20,000 apprehensions for shoplifting was made. Uniform security captured 6 burglary suspects, 1 homicide suspect, 2 sexual predators. They discovered 2 dead bodies, including a homicide victim, and a security officer stopped a suicide. Also, all this in 1 week now, TSA recovered 37 guns with assorted weapons also. Security was also involved in 41 armed confrontations, and that does include loss prevention and retail mall security. 2 California security officers were robbed at gunpoint during a $500,000 robbery of tires. 1 security officer was murdered, 3 were shot, 5 stabbed, including loss prevention agents. 1 security supervisor lost his finger on a chain link fence during a fight with suspects at a baseball game. 1 security officer in Florida committed suicide. 900 security officers were assaulted, and this does include loss prevention agents and mall security. 1 security officer accidentally shot himself. 6 security officers were arrested while on duty, including 2 for homicide. That's unfortunate. One security officer killed his girlfriend on duty. 2 were charged with theft. 2 were charged identity theft and robbery. 14 were transported to medical facilities, and security officers were involved in at least 5 shootouts and 6 lawsuits were filed against security officers. So that's substantial activity for loss prevention, mall security, and also uniform security. And that's just for 1 week. 1 week. People just don't, they don't realize, folks. They don't realize what you do out there. And so we try our best to get that information out and to share it with as many people who are willing to listen and willing to understand that times have changed. This is not your grandpa's security field anymore. A lot going on. Well, we're glad to tell you tonight, today also, that we're bringing back something called STARS. It is a program of Private Officer International. We have several locations already established. Strategic training and recruitment sites, STARS. These facilities, individual facilities, will schedule training events, several of them during the year. They'll also help in recruitment and other resources, offer other resources for private security in the area, whether you are a member of the association or not. And we will be announcing where these locations are as soon as they are all established. We have another great announcement here. We have just teamed up with a company called Five Star. They make GPS locator two-way dispatch communication devices. They're very, very small, and they're kind of like the old-fashioned, I fall and I can't get up, and, you know, you press this little pendant and 911 picks up. Well, this is very similar. It is very small, and it goes any place. It is GPS. It is a two-way locator, so if you have an emergency, you can press that button at any time. The dispatch center will come online. They automatically know your location because it's connected to GPS, and they can get you emergency services, police, fire, ambulance, whatever you need right away, and you can communicate with them. Or if you are unable, let's say that you're fighting with a shoplifter, once you press that button and they come online and you scream, I need help, you know, they're going to hear everything that you say and everything that's going on in the background. Now, you might say, well, I've got a cell phone and I don't need any more gadgets. Sometimes we just can't get to the cell phone, and sometimes we're in a bad area where cell phone repeater won't pick up. And sometimes we're just too busy, you know, dealing with the situation, chasing a shoplifter, fighting with a suspect, whatever it might be, where we just can't talk at that moment. So this is an excellent tool, and we'll be advertising it in the upcoming weeks on our main website at www.privateofficer.com. I'm very excited about this tool. It is an excellent safety net, and that's what you need in the field today. I've worked loss prevention for, you know, 8.5 years. I know how it is in the store. Sometimes people have your back, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're working with a partner, and sometimes you're not. Sometimes you got somebody coming out to help you, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're all alone. You're fighting with one or two or three people. Sometimes you think someone's coming out to help you, and they get tied up elsewhere, and they don't make you a priority, and, you know, you can get your butt kicked real quick. This will be a great safety net, a great safety device, and it will help. I know it will save people from being injured, and I even believe it will help people from, you know, being killed. If you can get police, you know, back up there quick, it's going to save lives. I'm sure of it. So we are glad to be partnering up with them, Five Star. Also, they're offering discounts through for our group. And again, we'll be posting more information about that coming up within about a week or two at the very most. Also, we are very excited about our trip across the USA, our trip across America. Every year, the third week of September, we hold the Private Officer Memorial Services for private security officers killed in the line of duty. This year, we're doing something extra super special. We're going to be crisscrossing America on a special memorial ride. We'll be meeting with press. We'll be holding news conferences. We'll be holding a number of ceremonies as we make our way. As soon as all of those details get finalized, we will be putting out emails. We'll be putting out a press release, and we'll be really talking this up even more in the coming days. Again, this is going to be right after Labor Day in September, and it's going to take us through a number of locations. And if you are there, if you live in that area, we'd love for you to join us. Meet us at the state line and become part of the caravan. And like I said, we will be giving you more information about that in the upcoming days and weeks. We should have it all finalized by next month for sure. All right, well, you know, we're going to be talking about summertime, security at the mall, security at the department stores here in just a moment. But I also want to remind you that this evening at 7 p.m., we have a conference call. We'll be talking about committees, officer down response teams, chapters, state directors, and, of course, the memorial trip. You need to be on this. Whether you are a member of the association or not, you are invited to be on the call. Call in tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time at 712-432-0800, PIN number 843-081. Again, 712-432-0800, PIN number 843081. Hey, would you like to call in right now? Do you have any questions about this memorial ride or maybe the chapter? You can feel free to do it. Call in right now at area code 347-426-3807. Again, that number is area code 347-426-3807. We will take a couple of calls if anyone's interested. And we'll move on to our training segment here in a few moments. But while we're waiting to see who might be out there listening and who might have a question, I want to remind you also that we have a lot of great training going on both locally, online, and regionally. If you are interested in having training for your shopping mall, for your mall security staff, for your loss prevention department, or maybe your state organization, maybe the Better Business Bureau or the Chamber of Commerce or whatever it might be, we would love to come out and do it for you. Send us an email at trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. We'll be happy to do that for you. In fact, a number of folks have asked if we can do it while we are on the memorial ride, and time can be allocated for that if you let us know in advance. Again, just send us an email at trainingdivision@privateofficer.com, and we will be happy to schedule that in. You can also donate to the memorial ride. Help us to get across the country. It's not going to be cheap, folks. With the price of gas and hotels and so forth, it's not going to be cheap. But every dollar, every dime that's donated will be used for the cause. We will be doing a lot of good for the security industry. And if you would like to sponsor it in a bigger way, we will also have your company information, logo, whatnot, on our vehicle. So please send us an email if you need more information to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Woo, a lot going on as always going. 24 hours a day. You really do need to be connected to our website, to our forums, to our news blog, and listen to our radio shows. We have a lot of information, whether you're in loss prevention or mall security or uniform security services, contract or proprietary. We have a lot to offer, a lot of resources, and a lot of training. Let me take this quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about summertime security at the mall and the big box store.
Hi, I'm Jesse James Leha. In my championship victories, it took training, planning, and these hands to give me the protection to survive and win. But out here in the water, this life jacket gives me the protection to survive and live. Don't take chances. Make sure everyone on board wears a life jacket. Wear it. Póntelo. Do it for your family.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
There was the explosion. And I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
You are listening to the LP Zone on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network on this Wednesday, May 23rd. Wow, the month has flown by, hasn't it, folks? We are glad to have you with us. Remember, if you are going to be out enjoying the beautiful weekend coming up here in a few days, don't drink and drive. And that goes for don't boat and drive. You know, a lot of people just they don't think about it. They get out in the boat, whether it's on the lake or on the bay or, you know, on the coast somewhere or the river, and they get tooling along, you know, having a great time with family and friends, maybe doing a little fishing, a little swimming off the bow or whatever, and they just don't realize how quickly you can become intoxicated by having a few beers. Without going into a chemistry lesson and all of that, of course, different people become intoxicated at, you know, different amount of alcohol and so forth. However, when you're out boating, when you're out having a good time, don't drink and boat. It is the same thing as driving under the influence. You're responsible for the control of your vessel when you're on the water. So if you are going to drink, make sure someone who isn't gets behind the wheel, just like if it was your vehicle, just like if it was your car, your truck. Have a great weekend, and don't drink and drive, and don't boat and drive. All right, well, today we are talking about summertime crimes at the mall and the retail stores. And, you know, there is a season of crime. There is a season of criminal activity no matter what type of property you work on. Yes, even a factory, a college campus, an apartment complex has different specific types of crimes that occur during different times of the year. It's a fact. I mean, a lot of people don't really consider it. They don't really look at it. But any police agency who keeps stats will tell you that summertime is different than wintertime for a variety of crime, variety of criminal activity. And if you're working mall security, if you're on patrol at a shopping center, whether it be an open mall or closed mall, whether it be in small town USA or New York City, you're going to experience a different level of criminal activity right now during the next 4 months than you would in January. I mean, it's kind of common sense, really, if you think about it. Think about what you do during the winter. You know, most people hibernate. They only go out if they have to go out. They only go to work, you know. They only do the minimal, especially if you're living in cold country. Imagine if you live in Buffalo, New York, or Anchorage, Alaska, Fairbanks. Oh, my goodness. These people hibernate as much as possible. But right now, the temperature in those places are in the 40s and 50s. Well, for some of us, that's still kind of cold, but for them, Spring has sprung, and they are out enjoying the weather. And so you have a lot more people, obviously, out and about during the summer months. And here we are, the end of May, June, July, August. Guess what else is happening? You got kids out of school. And, you know, if you are working a mall that already has had problems with teenagers loitering and hanging out and causing problems and shoplifting and you know, the ruckus and all that, obviously, the next 3 or 4 months, things are only going to go uphill. Things are only going to get worse from here. So, yes, every type of property, even apartments, do have different crimes at different times of the year. We have done previous training, as I said, about seasons and about crimes and criminal activity. You know, there are different types of crimes that occur. Different types of activities are associated with spring, summer, fall, and winter. And this happens every year, every part of the country. While retailers generally see a slowdown in sales, you know, it's not going to be as it is back to school. It's not going to be as it is for Christmas. You know, retailers generally see a slowdown in their sales, especially during the week. But while that is happening, other areas of retail actually see an increase in the number of crimes, and this includes shopping malls. Loss prevention will often see more professional shoplifters during the summer months than during Christmas. Whoa, no, you might say. Huh, you're wrong. I don't agree with that. Well, look at it this way. During the holiday season, or back to school, you have a lot more floor traffic. You have a lot more people coming and going. You also have a lot more sales clerks, a lot more store employees, personnel on those floors during the holiday season, during the back to school, during the Easter, and so forth. And during the summer, you have less traffic, less people on the floor, less employees on the floor, less stock help on the floor. There's less activity on the sales floor. And what does this do? This gives perfect cover for professional shoplifters to come in and do what they do. They can wipe out a shelf without fearing that a do-gooder might spot them, that a housewife or shoppers looking for Christmas gifts are going to be up and down the aisle that they're in. So things are much quieter, and they like quiet. There is a lot more opportunity for professional shoplifters in that environment to get what they are there for and get out quicker without being seen, without being interrupted. So summertime is actually better for prolific professional shoplifters, and they love the quiet. When I was working in the loss prevention, many a times, first thing in the morning, when there is fewer employees out on the floor, professionals would come in, they would walk the interior perimeter of the store, checking out to see who's there, checking to see if there's any security around, checking the cameras. Well, you know, we didn't have cameras in the beginning, but toward the end of my LP days, we did. And they would then do their thing and be out the door, uninterrupted, unseen, nobody stop them, sometimes even hitting the fire exits, hitting the fire bars on the doors and going out to a vehicle waiting in the parking lot. And before anyone could even get down to the alarm responding on the door or check out what's happening, those people are long gone. So during summer months, they definitely love it to be quiet. They're glad that there's no sales help out on the floor. They're glad that there's not very many shoppers. And also during the early morning hours, before noon, believe it or not, those are the hours I caught most older people, between opening of the store at 9:30 a.m. and noon. I caught the majority of my older shoplifters, more than any time during the day. Well, why is that, you say? Well, that doesn't make sense. Oh, of course it does. It makes perfect sense. older people are out early. The early bird gets the worm. You've heard that. Many older people are early risers, and they are out and about to do legitimate business most of the time. Unfortunately, they sometimes do, make mistakes. And during the early morning hours is when I was able to spot the elderly, mostly women, to be honest with you, but there were a few guys. Shoplifting. And sometimes household, but most of the time it was domestic items such as sheets, pillowcases, things like that, or clothing. So you never know. But during these summer months, you're going to have a lot more criminal activity in the store. And you'll be able to spot it a lot easier if you're looking, if you're on your toes, if you're not hanging out in the office, having coffee, talking on the phone, texting, you're going to catch it. Retailers also get a lot more ticket switchers, although that's kind of cut back these days because of computer systems. But, it still happens. Also, this time of year, there is specific type of items that are generally stolen. And areas that obviously get hit a lot harder than any other time of the year. The shoe department, believe it or not, during the summer months, even more than Christmas, the shoe department gets hit hard. Doesn't matter if you work at Kmart, Walmart, Target, Marshall's department store, it does not matter. Statistically, it has shown that the shoes get stolen. Both work boots, sneakers, things of that nature. Again, lower traffic, less people on the floor, easy to come in and out, leave your old shoes behind. But shoes are a hot item during the summer. Clothes, of course, always a hot item. Sunglasses, hats. Who would think hats? But believe it or not, a lot of hats are stolen, both men and women, during this time of month. Tackle, fishing tackle, hardware items. Those are all hot items to be stolen this time of year. A lot of stuff in the sporting goods department, the hardware department, hard lines gets hit pretty hard in the summer. The shoe department gets hit pretty hard in the summer. A few other things that you may not realize. A lot of stores get hit heavily during the summer months for vandalism, both inside and out. Teenagers usually vandalize. And then last year we saw a number of arsons committed by teens. They would come in and actually set clothing on the shelf, on the rack, on fire. We had a couple of arsons, one that occurred in a stock room where a teenager went in and purposely, it was just blatant arson. And also you're going to see a lot more vandals of other types because, of course, you have teenagers out there. You're going to have a lot more loitering, and this is both shopping mall and, of course, retail outlets, big box stores. People are trying to stay cool when it's hot outside. A lot of retailers, a lot of large box stores are now connected to malls, so people hanging out in the mall will eventually cruise through your store. So you will see a lot of that. One of the other things that we have seen increasing in both the mall and the big box store, especially during the summer months, again, because there's less activity on the floor, and that is sexual predators, people who come into the store for no other reason than to target young children. We've had a number arrested recently who were masturbating inside the store, following young teenagers. Good eyes by loss prevention. They recognized, they spotted the suspects, and they were apprehended and arrested. We also had an attempted kidnapping a couple of months at a mall. Again, security followed The suspect via the camera into the vehicle, got the license tag. Police were able to stop the suspect within a few miles of the mall. Excellent job by security. Now, if you're working in the mall, if you're working mall security, of course, you already know that there's problems with teens loitering, teens hanging out, teens vandalizing, all sorts of things. But it really has gotten out of hand.
Seven teenagers are under arrest tonight after a mall melee in Raleigh. Police say as many as 300 people were involved in the brawl at Triangle Town Center last night. A 15-year-old boy was stabbed during the fight, which police say was gang-related. Cheyenne Rodriguez is live at the mall with the rest of the story. Cheyenne?
Well, Che, eyewitnesses described the fight as chaotic. Today, police are investigating the incident that happened here. They won't say how it started, but they do say gangs are involved somehow. Today, of course, all eyes are on the mall. Mall security drives around the Triangle Town Center parking lot. It's a much quieter day than last night's chaos. Police say at around 8 o'clock, four off-duty officers spotted a fight that quickly exploded into 300 people at one point. Eyewitnesses say they heard screaming and saw people running for cover. One teenager was stabbed before officers evacuated and shut down the mall. Police have arrested seven teenagers in connection with the fight. Six of them are between 16 and 18 years old. They're facing charges that include inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. 17-year-old Christopher Gamble was charged with assault with a deadly weapon in connection with the stabbing. 16-year-old Giovanni Nicholson was charged with assaulting a law enforcement officer.
I was really shocked, and I really wondered what it was all about. There was not a lot of details.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that that happened. Today, regulars at Triangle Town Center had mixed reactions to the mall mayhem.
We try and go over there like every weekend to walk around to get some exercise, and we do see kids just rolling around. They never seemed scary or like they were going to fight.
Mall management says they'll review their security. Overall, shoppers don't seem to be deterred by the
teenage girls from Nanaimo fighting in a parking lot, throwing punches, pulling hair, kicking and screaming. The video was posted online, and as Kirk Williams reports now, police are involved in what appears to be a severe case of bullying.
Police say it started with trumped-up allegations that a 15-year-old girl was bad-mouthing others. It escalated through cyberbullying on Facebook and erupted in the parking lot of a Nanaimo mall.
What we believe is that the victim was set up. She was lured there by these girls, and there's a number of people who are watching this as well.
Close to 30 kids watched. One posted the fight to YouTube, where others commented on it. Funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. The whole fight was way funnier. Those little bitches got the same blue coat. How embarrassing.
Name calling, tripping in the hallway, pushing you, tripping you, kicking you.
This woman has seen the video, and it hits very close to home. Her daughter has been bullied since she was in grade 2. She asked not to be identified to protect her daughter.
I'm mortified because it just seems like everybody doesn't think there's any rules. There's no rules and nobody cares.
Shopping malls have always had more than their share of juvenile crime. But over the last few years, we've seen a huge increase in violent criminal activity of this type. Everything from gang fights to shootouts centered around the local mall. For many gangs, the mall has become territorial. It has also become a meeting ground for fights. A number of teens have been arrested for posting on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, fight situations, fight times, calling people out to the mall. Private security at the mall has their hands full in many areas. There's a lot to deal with besides shoplifting, and if you work mall security, then you know, you already know. This is not an easy job. This is nothing like what those TV movies have made mall security out to be. In fact, they did a real disservice to the professional mall security officers across the U.S., Canada, and around the world. The fact is, a lot of criminal activity always has happened and is on the rise at the mall. But during the summertime, you have a lot more juveniles hanging out, a lot more curfew violations, and A lot of malls have instituted some type of curfew. Some have made it 8 p.m. Some will not allow juveniles under the age of 16 at the mall without a parent after 6 p.m. It is hard to enforce, but it's a necessary thing because of these type of crimes, because of the loitering. You know, if you are a family person, you don't want to go into a mall, you know, with your family and your children with a bunch of kids hanging around screaming, cussing, fighting. You're going to stay away from the mall, and that's bad for business. So there's a lot of curfews being instituted throughout the country. So as a mall security officer, these are the kind of things that you will deal with this summer, and you know that you will. They're probably already happening. You probably already have had your share of it in the last few months. But also during the summer, vehicle burglaries increase, as they do during the holiday shopping. But vehicle burglaries do increase at the mall, especially during the day, when there's less people around, of course, and on the weekend evenings and nights. Vandalism increases considerably across the mall during the summer months. Loitering, of course, with the teens, gangs. A lot of mall security departments now are enforcing gang colors. Teens that are showing their gang colors or flying their gang colors are not allowed on the property. Some are even being arrested for criminal trespass and disorderly conduct. But these are the things that you will see. You'll see more early morning crimes. We've noticed that during the early morning times is when muggings will occur, muggings of elderly people who might have come out for walking, might have come out for early morning shopping. The weather is nice. A lot of them will come out to the mall. And what we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years is that criminals take advantage of this quiet time in the mall parking lot to mug these elderly people. There's a lot more elderly people who are unprotected, can't defend themselves on the property during the early morning hours. So be alert for that. We've also seen an increase in sex crimes happening in the mall, both in during the day as well as in the evening.
Still gathering more information about some breaking news we've been following out of North Charlotte. We've been following this story since 5. One man shot in the parking lot outside of Dick's Sporting Goods at North Lake Mall. Reporter Rad Berkey is live on the scene there. Rad, what can you tell us?
Well, Sonia, you can see behind me the area that you were talking about where the shooting happened. It's right between the Dillard store and the Dick's Sporting Goods store. Hard to see from here, but we can show you some video that we took about an hour or so ago from Airstar 36. One man hit in the leg, not a life-threatening wound, 3 shots fired by a man who police say was driving an expedition or an excursion, white in color with some kind of beige or gold undercarriage coloring.
Again, a lot of shootings happening in the mall. Some are teen-related, some are gang-related, and some are domestic-related. We see a lot of domestic-related incidents now happening in the retail environment because more and more people from all cross-sections of life, all types of employees, people who have had tons of different types of jobs are now working retail because they can't find work. And we're finding a lot more domestic situations, both assaults and, unfortunately, a number of homicides happening inside the store, inside the mall, in front of the store. Last year, a number of killings, even at the register of the store. 2 different locations where the husband and boyfriend has come in and killed their spouse, killed the employee at the cash register. You will see a lot more domestic violence during the summer for some reason. Maybe it's because I don't know. I don't even want to speculate. But you'll see a lot more criminal activity But the great thing about being slower traffic-wise, not having such a full parking lot of vehicles, when you're on mobile patrol, when you're on foot patrol at the mall, the great thing about that is you'll have a chance to be able to spot what is suspicious, who looks out of place, what doesn't look normal, what isn't your everyday average-looking situation. And you'll be able to investigate that. You'll be able to get over there and find out what's going on right away. And one word of caution, officer safety is very important. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas shopping or summertime criminal activity. It doesn't matter if it's the slowest day at the mall. Every person that you approach, every incident that you investigate, every situation that you respond to should be treated as if the suspect is armed, as if they are out to do harm to you, because that, my friend, is how you will stay safe and stay alive. Don't assume that because this is a nice, quiet shopping mall, because this is a nice, quiet department store, nothing major has ever happened, that it won't happen, that you are safe. Many security officers, many loss prevention agents, many mall security personnel are injured every year, some of them quite seriously. Every situation should be treated cautiously as if they are the most dangerous situation that you can be involved in, because they are. Make sure that when you are investigating any incident, any situation, that you are in constant communication with your dispatch, with other officers working with you in the mall, whether it be armed or unarmed, and in most cases, they are unarmed, we know that, but safety is in the numbers. Safety is in communication. If it looks out of place, notify dispatch. If it looks like you're going to need more assistance, get the police department responding. Get law enforcement coming to your aid so that they're going to be there before, hopefully, anything major happens. Summertime has a lot more crime associated with it, a lot more violent crime, a lot more teenage crime, and you're going to be dealing with a lot of different type of criminal activity, incidents, and arrests that you would not deal with the rest of the year. But that doesn't mean that you should let your guard down. Be safe at all times. Be safe at all times. Be observant, be decisive. That is our phrase for this week. That will wrap up today's LP Zone here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. We are glad that you have joined us. Be with us Monday. Actually, it will be Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day, for the Private Officer Talk Radio Show. And until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.